The February cyber attack on Change Healthcare continues to cause prescription delays, and that is stressful on patients and doctors, but not if the doctors are using iCoreRx cloud e-prescribing software. iCoreRx had zero interruption, and iCoreRx is a product of iCoreConnect, whose full platform of secure products helps streamline workflow and increase revenue. Check them out at iCoreConnect.com/MGMA.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Daniel Williams, senior editor at MGMA and host of the MGMA Podcast Network. Colleen Luckett, editor and writer at MGMA, and I are back for another Week in Review podcast. Colleen, what's been going on this week?
Hi, everyone. Happy Friday. So I'm shaking it up a little bit this week and skipping our stat polling to bring everyone something totally different. So let's get into it. So first, Daniel, are you someone who, you know, grabs some popcorn and watches the Oscars every year, or are you not really into it?
So, yeah, Colleen, I actually have not only watched the Oscars for years, I've covered the Oscars, and I had the pleasure to interview Louise Fletcher, who won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her portrayal as Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love her.
Exactly. I don't watch movies as much as I used to, but I used to watch when I was a film reviewer. I would watch up to, like, I don't know, 100 to 200 in the theater every year. I'd go to all
amazing.
The big previews. Yeah. So what do we want to talk about?
I'll have to talk to you about that later.
Okay, for sure.
That puts my little column for my high school newspaper, Lights, Camera, Action with Luckett, my movie review column.
It puts it
to shame.
No, there's no competition here. It's all fun. Love movies.
So, the reason I had that question was maybe if you watched it last year, or if anyone saw it last year, so it was the 95th award show. Do you all remember Jimmy Kimmel? He hosted, you know, he's been hosting for a while, but his unforgettable opening line, "When I look around this room, I can't help but wonder, is Ozempic right for me?" And it got a pretty good laugh. It, you know, just totally skewered the obsession with the latest weight loss drugs, and the celebrities mm-hmm. kind of led that craze. So their obsession may have been about, you know, kind of dangerous throwback to thin is in. So during this weight loss craze, Ellen Roy, practice administrator at Harbor Women's Health in New Hampshire, wrote an article for MGMA titled "Finding Revenue Despite Depleted Resources and Payer Confusion Over New Weight Loss Medications." So very timely. So for them, after their obesity medicine specialist left, the team at Harbor, they scrambled to step up and meet the needs of their patients, and they started offering these new insulin-based weight loss medications amidst pre-authorization obstacles and increasing patient demand. So they streamlined their insurance processes and improved scheduling to make sure all their patients received individual care that they needed, despite all the challenges they ran into. It's an interesting case study, and it could be helpful to our members who are running into the same barriers with these weight loss meds. And interestingly, I just this morning, I saw an article in Becker's about a research partnership out of Boston and London, and they found that the meds could be manufactured for less than $5. So, and actually, like, the lowest was 89 cents, which makes that, you know, $1,000 Novo Nordisk price tag for Americans, it's, well, pretty obscene, unless you're a Hollywood star, I guess. But lawmakers are on the case to get those prices under control. So we'll see what happens. I think it's really exciting. Could be a game changer for the obesity epidemic in the US, you know, if we actually want people to get better here in this country. We'll drop the URL for this article in the show notes, as usual, or you can access it and other recent articles we've published at mgma.com/articles. And just a quick plug for our weekly MGMA Insights newsletter, where we curate all the latest healthcare news into one spot and send it directly to your inbox, usually on Tuesdays. And to sign up for that, go to mgma.com/mgma-insights-newsletter, and you'll see the sign up form there. The upcoming Insights next week, it's chock full of articles written by your MGMA peers. So sign up now so you don't miss all their amazing insights. Okay, Daniel,
awesome.
Back to you.
Thank you. So one of our MGMA members, Stacy Atwell, has written an article that's been published on MGMA.com. It's titled "Got Reviews: Improving Patient Experience to Enhance Quality Outcomes." And you can go to that by going to MGMA.com, and then up at the links up at the top, you can click and find articles, and you'll find it in there. It was just published on yesterday, March 28th. So very good timing there. So I wanted to just give some highlights because this is a very detailed article. There's a lot of great information in there. But one of the things that I wanted to focus on was on the side of compassion. I wanted to put a plug in here right now that April is National Stress Awareness Month. And if you're in the member community, go out there and take a look because I've just posted a volunteer opportunity in the member community. We're going to have a 3-month stress awareness education program. It's free to members, and I'll be leading that. So I'm looking forward to meeting some of y'all there, or if I already know you, getting to see you there in this stress awareness and mindfulness education that we're going to be offering through MGMA. So as part of that, let's just go into Stacy's article. There's a subsection here on compassion, and I'm just going to read a couple of pieces here, though. So compassionate care for your patients is about the outcomes, as well as how those outcomes are achieved. And ensuring an appropriate amount of time is scheduled with the provider can help improve the patient's experience, as well as reduce any operational bottlenecks and patient dissatisfaction. As I was mentioning, all of those things cause stress. And so that's something we want to avoid. So looking deep, more deeply into Stacy's article. So if your providers are on a 10-minute schedule rotation, they're likely to fall behind schedule. And this not only delays patient appointments, but it also results in poor patient outcomes and creates operational inefficiencies for your front desk staff. Consider increasing your time slots to adjust and allow more time for your providers to engage with their patients. And I'm going to just insert a comment here, reduce stress. So, again, just a plug here. There's a lot of great information in Stacy's article. We'll provide a direct link on there, and we're going to provide tools and tips to y'all over the next 4 weeks on reducing stress as well, because it's Stress Awareness Month. So, with that said, Colleen, I'm going to turn things back over to you.
That sounds like a great program. I'm looking forward to seeing. Is that the first time you're offering this, or is this a
It
yearly?
is. This is
It's a
it.
first time. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, my next piece is just really short and sweet. Just a quick note that we recently updated our 2024 Medicare physician fee schedule tool as a result of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2024. So as of March 27th, it now includes the new conversion factor effective from March 9th through the end of this year. This update is super important for accurately figuring out those Medicare reimbursements for both facility and non-facility charges. You can find it and other helpful resources for your billing processes in our 2024 Medical Coding and Billing Toolkit bundle at mgma.com/tools. And of course, we'll also add a direct link to this update in particular in the show notes.
All right. For our next story, we're going to do something new on Week in Review. We've never done this before, but hey, we're always open to trying new things. So this week, I had the opportunity to speak with one of our MGMA members, Christine Handley. We talked about her role as practice coordinator at Oswego Health. We also talked about the recent MGMA book club meeting where we discussed The Motive by Patrick Lencioni. So let's go to a clip from that interview right now.
Got into the healthcare field in primary care about 10 years ago and really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the passion that I had for it and helping other people. The opportunity came up to get my degree through Colorado Christian University. And at 45 years old, I was able to get my bachelor's degree, and here I am.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. So as far as Lakeshore ENT, tell us about that. What's your role there, and what are the kind of things that you're tackling on a daily basis?
So I'm the practice coordinator here. Currently, we have two doctors, a husband and wife team that have office hours on various days, usually 10-hour shifts. And they also, we are connected to the Oswego Hospital, so they have operating room days as well. And I do the surgery scheduling for them, for their patients. But I also do the scheduling for my employees. I make sure everything's flowing in the office. We also have an allergy department within our ENT office. So there's LPNs and RNs in there that are giving allergy injections, making allergy vials. We do allergy testing in our office. And the female doctor that works in our office also does Botox for cosmetics out of our office. She's in facial plastics. So it's a busy office. There's a lot going on. And just running the daily routine of it and checking the reports and answering questions and talking to patients that need extra help and scheduling surgeries.
The whole thing, yeah. So give us an idea then. What are a couple of the main pain points that you have? Because it sounds like you're wearing a lot of hats there at the practice. So what are the challenges you run into there then?
One of the biggest challenges is being so involved in everything that you don't always take the time to walk around the office and make sure that other things are getting done, or to actually see if there's a bottleneck going on with patients being backed up, if the doctors are behind, or the front desk needs help because there's only one on the front desk that day and there's patients waiting. So I've really have had to make a point to step away from my desk, walk down the hall, interact with my employees, and just make sure on a hourly basis to make sure that things are running smoothly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with MGMA, because that's how I got to know you, was you raise your hand in that volunteer community, in the community there online. And so I got to know you there. So how'd you get started with MGMA in the first place?
I've always wanted to continue learning. When I stop learning, it's time to be done.
Yeah.
So I've always looked for opportunities to continue to learn about the new guidelines that are out and different things. And in one of my manager's meetings, they had said that we actually have a membership to MGMA. So I immediately went back to my office, emailed the person that was in charge, got the information from her, and there's a wealth of knowledge on their website. I listen to podcasts in my car on the way to and from work. I have a 40-minute commute, so they're really nice to listen to. The Wednesday afternoon, I usually listen to the weekly update on
Right.
my radio in my car. So, and then it went from there. I happened to hear on one of the podcasts that you were doing the book of the month.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to you on that and said, "Hey, I'd really like to do this." And the books have been phenomenal.
Yeah, that thank you for setting me up on that, because I really want to talk to you about that. So Christine is talking about the MGMA Book Club. We started that just in January of 2024. We read Insight by Tasha Yurick, then Think Again by Adam Grant. And later in March, we are going to be discussing The Motive by Patrick Lencioni. Tell us about that. What are some things, some insights about organizational health, or anything else you want to share about reading The Motive?
I really appreciate how the basic part of the book focused on the CEO of the company, but really as a manager, even as a team leader, you can take that information back and look at your own life and how you are being a leader, even as a parent, as a leader in any kind of profession. And what are you focusing on? They really talk about how the one gentleman focuses on the things that he is good in, and the things that he excels well in, And the other gentleman in the book really pushes him to look at those things that maybe he doesn't excel in and make sure he's focusing on them as well. And I think that's really important because we do tend to, I tend to have a passion towards the front desk part of things because that's where I started in primary care. But I really want to learn what the clinical staff is doing and what's going on behind the scenes with them too, so that I can implement those changes with them on their level.
All right, everyone. This has been Christine Hanley, practice coordinator at Lakeshore ENT in Oswego, New York, talking about her healthcare journey, her relationship with MGMA, and her role in the MGMA book club. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that member spotlight segment. And if you'd like to join us for a discussion on your healthcare journey or share some of the other things going on in your practice and life, email me at dwilliams@mgma.com. Colleen, what's our next story?
All right. As we draw this episode to a close, I've got a little something different to share. Do you know an aspiring healthcare leader on your team or in your network? The ACMPE Scholarship Fund, Inc., powered by MGMA, is on the lookout for the next wave of healthcare transformers who are focusing their careers on medical practice management, public health, business, or healthcare administration. The application deadline is coming up fast. It's April 29th. So now's the time to encourage those bright minds around you to apply. The scholarships offer financial support ranging from $2,500 to $8,000 to help the next generation of healthcare leaders meet their career goals. So it's a pretty good chunk of change. If you see some promise in someone you know, or if you're pursuing further education in these fields yourself, get thee to the application at mgma.com/scholarship-requirements. Or again, look for the link in the show notes to get all that information. And remember, April 29th is that deadline, so get to it. And that wraps it up for me, Daniel. Back to you.
Yeah, and that is going to do it for this episode of Week in Review. Thanks so much to Colleen Luckett for sharing her insights here. Thank you, Colleen.
You bet. My pleasure. Happy weekend, everyone.
Yeah, and thanks to all of you for being MGMA podcast listeners.
Yay.
If you like the work we're doing, please consider becoming an MGMA member. Learn more at mgma.com/membership.